So let them that fear the Lord say that His mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me, and He sent me in a large place. Boy, He did. He sent me in Canada. You know, and I come back from Canada and called upon Him. He sent me in Germany. I said, Lord, I don't want to go back over here to this place. He said, it ain't your business. It's mine. You just go where I tell you. Oh, Lord. Verse 6. The Lord is on my side. Praise the Lord. If I fear Him, He's on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can man do to you? The only thing they can do to you is kill your flesh. That's the only thing they can do. They can't kill your spirit and your soul. And if God's not through with you, they can kill you and stone you and leave you for dead. And God can come right by and raise you from the dead and pick you up. Did He do that to Paul? I mean, Paul went over to Ephesus and done the greatest miracle. An old man that's sitting there. I say old man, probably 30, 40 years old, you know. But how would you like to be 30 or 40 years old and scooted yourself on a board all of your life and never been able to walk? Not one day. A demon of hell had you bound up. And Paul preached faith. And he looked over in a little while and he said, sir, I perceive you have faith to be healed. Get up and walk in the name of Jesus. And the man starts moving. And then the next thing you know, those legs are working and he's standing up. And everybody said, the gods have come down among us. Paul said, no. Tore his shirt up and said, look. I'm flesh and bone, just like you are. But I do know who the God of the universe is. And His name's Jesus. He said, let me tell you about this mighty God. And in a few minutes, the Jews come by and said, these guys are crazy. They're teaching you a lie. And the devil and them people convinced them people that just saw this awesome miracle to take stones and stone Paul and kill him. And then they drug him by the heels out to the dump and throwed him away. How would you like to have been that preacher? So you may have to suffer a little if you start doing something for Jesus. Just get ready. Get used to it. Until God's through with you, ain't nobody can take you out.
Amen.
I mean, the devil tried to take Paul out, and God goes out there and He sends some of His apostles out, and they touch him, raise him up, and God raised him from the dead and brought him back. They dusted him off and said, get back in there, Paul. I ain't through with you yet. Get in there. You know, somebody said, oh! Hey, if you're a wimpy Christian, forget it. It won't work for you as a wimp. You know, you can't be a wimp, can you, Ernest? No. You got to be a man. You got to be a woman. You know, you got to be ready to fight the battle. You got to be able to go into battle knowing your king's going to fight your battle for you. And if you all you got to do is fear Him, stand in awe of Him, and He will do these things for you. Then we go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. And on. We're going to go through the whole chapter of Proverbs chapter 1, and then we're going to quit. That's about halfway through my outline. I thought maybe I'd get enough for an hour and a half, but anyway, Proverbs 1. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. To know wisdom and instruction. This is extremely important to know this. Then keep going on down through the scriptures. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Next verse. To understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You see there in verse 7? The word fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if you don't have fear for God, you have no knowledge at this point. But if you stand in awe of Him, that is the beginning of knowledge. And if you walk in awe or reverent fear of Him, is there any limitations to the amount of knowledge that He'll give you?
No.
None. As long as you walk holy before Him and walk in awe and in fear. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. How many men have I seen, and a few women, that come to me for, what you might say, instruction from the Word of God, and I tell them, you got to leave your life of sin. You got to stop sinning. The power is in you as a child of God. You don't have to sin no more. You can stop it. It's a choice you make every day. Like a man the other day come to me. His family's about broke up. His marriage is about had it. He was on drugs and alcohol. And I told him, I said, God give you a promise in Joel 2:32. I said, anybody that comes to Him for deliverance, He will in no wise turn you away. I said, He'll deliver you. All you got to do is be serious with Him. Ask Him, He'll set you free. Well, that night He appeared to be serious. So I cast the demon out of him. I said, now then, God's put the power in you. You don't ever have to drink another drop of alcohol. I said, but you need to find you some new friends. You don't want to hang out with those boys you've been hanging out with. You want to find you some good Christian friends and walk with them. He said, okay. So within 2 or 3 days, he's right back out there with his same old buddies. They come back. Come on, Bob or Jack or Joe. Come on. Let's go down and have a few beers. Let's go down and get high. Well, okay, I'll go with you, but I ain't going to get high today. But he comes home stone drunk. 2 weeks later, he comes back to church and he tells me, I can't do it. I said, did you change friends? He said, well, no, those are the only friends I got. They ain't your friends. That's right, Tom. They ain't your friends. They're the demons of hell and they're your enemies. And they come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, if he had obeyed God's word and got him some new friends, if he'd have started hanging out with a Christian bunch, he would have never went back to that alcohol. You can't live in the devil's pig pen. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel safe walking around in this room?
Yes, sir.
What if I were to take this room and I lock the door and put a door over there and fix it where nothing can get out, and I come in here and I put 500 big, long, 6-foot rattlesnakes in this room? I said, okay. I put them all around the edge. You see all them snakes? She said, oh, my goodness gracious, where am I going? And I said, well, just a minute. And I reached up and turned the lights out.
Wow.
Now then, find your way out. Are you going to be in fear?
Yes, sir.
Why can you feel so safe in here with all of us people in here? Because we're Christians. We're not devils. We're Christian men and women in here. You feel comfortable in here. You can walk around, talk to anybody you want to. You ain't no problem. But if I take everybody and put 500 of them great big long 6-foot rattlesnakes in here, you're going to want to get out of this room, right, Ernest?
Yes, sir.
You can't walk in this room with them snakes and not get bit, can you? I don't care how close you watch. They're going to get you sooner or later. One of them's going to get you.
Man.
Well, that's the way it is out there in the world. You got to change your friends. You got to start hanging out with men and women of God.
Amen.
Men and women, you got to turn off that tube that's got them nasty programs coming in. You got to start filling your heart and your mind with the things of God. And if you do, then you can walk in this. Now the next verse. My son, hear the instructions of your father. Of course, who is our father?
God.
Hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Instructions. When your mother and daddy tell you to do something, you know, some of you, I've noticed, some of you have got little children around here. And some people with little children, when the little children don't do what they say, the little children get really upset. You know them little critters can throw a fit? And some of you don't do nothing about it. But some of you do. Now then, the books will tell you don't never use a rod on your child. Because you'll ruin them. But God's Word says the rod of correction shall drive the evil far from your children. Right, Bill? So if you've got a child and they throw one of them little tantrums and you don't take a little switch and say, now, I love you, but we won't allow that in our house. Don't get angry with them. Don't get wild with them. Be gentle with them. But say, we don't do that in my house. You know, you're under my authority. I'm the parent here, not you. I'm in control, not you. And so when they kick and scream, and you say, okay, You pick them up and you take that little rod and say, whap, whap, about two or three. Now then, how would you like to do what Daddy told you to do? Daddy, what do you want me to do? I want you to sit down there in that chair. Oh, okay, okay. And 5 minutes later, same thing. They do it again. They forget quick. You know that? You almost have to carry the thing in your back pocket. But if you'd raise up children like it, you'll raise up good ones. It won't be long till you want to use that switch. They'll learn that that switch is there and that you mean business. And it won't be long, maybe 3, 4, 5 years. But in a few years, you'll have good children. When you say, son, will you take the trash out for Mama? Yes, Mama. Which one do you want me to take out? And they'll run, get it, and carry it right out for Mama. But Mama, I don't want to do it today. I'll tell your daddy when he gets... okay, Mama. I'll get it. I'll take it out right now. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. This ornament of grace under your head. Next couple of verses, Jordan. My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. Oh, just come on, let's go out and have a few beers this afternoon. You know, let's go out and get high one more time. What are you supposed to do? No! Say no! My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privately for the innocent without cause. What does the next one say? Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole. And as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil or with money. Is there anybody that's doing those kind of things in the city of Dallas today?
Yes, sir.
Man, it's happening all over the place. They're listening to the wrong ones. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. He says, my son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain your foot from their path. Don't go with them. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Even a bird is smarter than this.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.